Sorry, guys, I just need to get this microphone on.
Do you know what's going to happen to you when you die or not?
Do I know what I'm going to? I know some. I don't know what's going to happen.
So you don't know what you do?
Hey! Is this a. I don't know whether you're trying to trick me or whether you're a little bit stupid somewhere, right? I'm telling you, right? I'm telling you what I do know. Having said I don't know as is my belief, I don't know about issues like whether Islam is.
No, I understand
is
that.
A
I understand that. Before we get to that,
before
we get to that, we have to understand.
I do know that.
You started off this conversation saying you're a militant agnostic.
Yes.
And then you said, you don't know. And then I said, what don't you know? You said, you don't know what you don't know.
Right.
This is your stance. So then I ask you a question.
These are paradoxes. Can we not move on?
We are moving on.
Interesting paradox.
Yes.
Right?
But we had to remind you.
There are no rules. Therefore, there are no rules against making rules.
Unfortunately.
That's a very interesting paradox. It's an anarchist paradox. I'm an anarchist. All right?
So as an anarchist, you throw out the rules of logic.
Sorry?
So as an anarchist, you throw out the rules of logic and you deal emotionally. Is that
why,
how it works?
Why is that?
No, I'm asking you.
No.
It's a question.
No.
So you stay within the rules of logic.
I'm a physical, emotional, intellectual, spiritual person. Right,
right. So you stay within the realms
of
logic.
That's the nature of my being.
All right. So you stay within the realms of logic then.
Within the realms of logic. I've just told you something. Either accept it or...
No. I'm trying to... You keep saying lots and lots of things. I'm trying to ascertain what you're saying.
Oh, you don't say lots and lots of things.
No, I'm trying to understand what you're saying. It's unfair.
I think you're trying to embarrass me.
No.
These people. That's what.
Okay.
I'm saying.
No one. Listen.
You won't do.
No
that.
One's going to be. You can't embarrass yourself by saying you don't know. That's honesty.
I can embarrass myself quite easily.
No, but why?
But you can't.
Nothing embarrassed me about you don't know. Nothing embarrassed me about that. There are many things that people don't know.
Do you want to talk about Islam and belief in front of these people or not, or do you just want to nitpick your way through every word I say?
No, what I want to do.
Because that's what sounds like now. Right. Am I right or wrong?
Wrong. What I'm trying to do is ascertain what you believe. That's all I'm trying to do.
I'm telling you what I believe. I'm a seeker.
Right. Alhamdulillah.
I'm a seeker.
All right. But you're also a militant.
I haven't seen anything yet, and I'm 72 years old.
Alhamdulillah.
And I haven't seen anything yet that takes me, right?
I like it. I like the word yet. All right. So here's the thing you see. If you're a militant agnostic and you say you don't know, because we have to have a standard here, yeah? That means you don't know, right?
No, man. I said that in the same way as you said you had evidence for your faith. Right?
I didn't say I had evidence for my faith.
Oh, okay.
Anyway.
You have no evidence for your faith?
I haven't.
What it's like when somebody does it to you? It's nonsense, isn't it?
Well, it's not.
Okay.
Listen.
Let's just drop all that double talk and let's talk about, because there's a lot of people still listening. And why, I don't know, because both of us are.
Everyone wants to know what you want to. Everybody's waiting to hear what you know and what you believe.
I'll tell you why.
Because you're like a specimen here now. Because you're saying you don't know, and then you're a searcher and a seeker, but you don't know. And then I'm asking what happens when you die, and you don't know.
I'm taking the trouble to listen to you.
So here's the thing,
so
you see.
I must have,
so you're in a situation.
So
you made a statement earlier that you're comfortable with your belief. It makes you feel content and happy and whatever. Peace of mind is the term you used, right? Now, here's the thing I'm asking you. You don't know. So how can you have peace of mind if you don't know? Right,
and you're going to do this. You're going to carry on doing this rather than talk about it. Rather than defend your gotcha. Rather than defend your position, you're going to attack.
What's my
mine.
Position?
Well, I can tell you what your position.
Tell me.
No, you tell me. Your position. No, I'm not.
You said I could tell you your position.
I thought. Hang on. You're going to. You just asked me to do what you're doing. I'm not going to do that.
No,
right?
You just
I'm
made...
Not
the, no, no, no.
That.
You just
Let
made...
Let us
the...
talk about right. belief. Let us talk about Islam
all right.
by all means.
Well, let's just clarify something, because you keep making these statements. Listen, I'm not going to let your statements slide.
I'll
just
add
something. What's your name, my friend? What's your name?
My name's Tony.
Tony, I'm Darren. Listen, mate. Listen.
You sure it's Darren?
Yes.
Okay.
Right, I'm not going to let this slide, you see, because you said, I know, you're right. I'm not going to keep defending it because you're on the attack, I'm going to do what you've done, and I said, go on, man, and then you went, well, no, I'm not going to do that, you know why, because you can't, that's the point, I can challenge what you're saying, because you're not making any sense, You can't say you don't know and then claim to know. It's impossible.
I may not be making any sense.
I'm using the word militant agnostic.
There's no clarity coming from you. I'm not getting.
You haven't asked me anything.
Well,
I haven't made any claims. I'm just questioning your claims. And your claims are falling apart right now. But I don't mind. You can challenge me. I'm here. Alhamdulillah. I don't have nothing to fear.
I have been, always been a seeker. I was brought up an
beautiful.
Atheist. I was brought up an atheist.
Do you know what the Prophet Muhammad teaches? Peace and blessings upon him. Seek knowledge from the cradle to the grave. Alhamdulillah. So you're behaving like a Muslim. I like that. Carry on.
That's not me behaving like a
it
Muslim.
Is. It is. See, most people stop seeking. You know when people
that's
say,
me behaving
"You know what happens?"
My father.
Let me explain what a militant right. agnostic does. I'll tell you what a militant agnostic
told
does.
Told me to look and see.
Alhamdulillah. Right?
So that is not me behaving.
Your father would have made a great Muslim, also.
You don't know my father. But my father taught me to look, ask questions and look.
All right.
And,
now okay? What you've just said now.
That doesn't make my father a Muslim, and because I followed my father, that doesn't make.
I didn't say it makes you a Muslim.
Because what happens about the people that were asking questions before the year 700?
Give me an example. Which people?
Well,
you do know you're speaking to a Muslim, not a Christian, yeah?
Well, Alhamdulillah,
as long as you know.
I understand the Muslim religion started 700.
So
what happened to the people asking questions before the year 700 BC? Were they Muslims? How could they have been?
Okay, Alhamdulillah.
Okay.
Fantastic question.
Can you give me one for that or no?
Yeah, no.
No.
If I can't answer it, yes. But when I wipe the floor with your question, then no, obviously not. All right, first thing, you made a claim. Were they Muslims before the 7th century, yeah?
No,
that was a question.
No, that was merely because you said something about my father probably being a good Muslim.
No, would have made a good Muslim, I said.
Would have made a good Muslim.
Listen to my words, I'm very clear.
Okay, can we play that bit back?
Don't worry, you'll see it all. It'll be all in glory there.
Where will it be?
E.F. Dower. Anyway. So let me answer that question, though, because it's a good question, and it's a fair question, because people have this idea that Islam was invented in the 7th century, and pre-7th century, there was no Islam, and Muhammad made it up in the 7th century.
You know, I'm as much interested in how Islam started as I am about how Christianity
started. Are you interested to understand what Islam means and what a Muslim is? Would that help? You know what that will do?
No. I'm really, and I'm judging you, and I'm taking in information, and I'm making my own decisions about what this particular Darren Muslim is, just by interacting with you. And you're tricksy, and you're too clever by half, and your intellect keeps tripping over, and you keep coming back again, because you've done it before, right? That's what I'm getting from you. Doesn't sound much like the man I told you about over there, who was an Islam preacher, who I really have got a lot of respect for, who spoke to me clearly and openly and honestly with a very spiritual base to him, and I really like that man.
Fantastic.
That is not the person I'm speaking to.
But you know the difference between me and him?
You are tricksy, man.
Do you know the difference between me and him?
And you're tricksy because you are tricksy.
Shall I tell you the difference?
Because you're hiding shit.
Shall I tell you the difference?
And it's a bit obvious.
Shall I tell you the difference between me and him?
Well, you want to go there, yeah?
All right. Well, I can't speak for him, that's not fair. I'll speak for myself.
No.
All right. Sometimes I might hurt you with the truth, but I'm never.
Hurt me with the
well,
truth.
You're behaving that way.
Listen.
Sometimes I will hurt people with the truth, but I will never comfort them with a lie. Right? That's just how I am. If you don't like what I'm saying, then take it on the chin. All right? My friend here might have been in a mold where he was just letting people know, and he's not going to challenge you what you believe. See, I'm going to challenge what you believe. I'm going to make your belief feel uncomfortable.
But he challenged.
I'm going to show you how your belief is not rational. Because you think you're rational, you see. That's the thing, you see.
Who said anything about rationality?
Do you believe you're rational?
I said I'm a physical, intellectual,
do you believe what you say makes sense?
Emotional, spiritual being.
Do you believe what
right?
you say makes
now,
sense?
Some of that, the intellectual part of me, has the element of rationality about
okay,
it.
Okay,
do you
believe what you believe makes sense?
Yeah, to me it does.
Right, so you believe what you believe is rational then? Okay.
It's what are these conversational quirks that you keep coming out like this, man? Just
all I'm doing is proving my claims are correct.
You know,
all I'm doing is proving my claims correct.
I'm getting a lot of... You're playing intellectual games with me endlessly. because that's all you can really do when you get...
Are you non-militant agnostic?
I am.
Right. So do you not speak intellect?
That's going to... But that's a problem for you, right?
Why?
So you're tricking. Why? You're playing tricksy games.
Why should you...
Because I gave you one paradox...
No.
...which explains me.
No.
It's a paradox. You understand that, don't you?
Yeah, yeah. Why should you, not knowing how the heavens and earth came into existence, or what happens when you die, concerns me?
It concerns you.
You just said you concern me because of your stance of militant agnosticism, yeah? Whereas, why should I care whether or not you know or don't know?
Well, what do you... Because I might be doing what you're trying to do to me.
What's that?
What you just...
What am I trying to do to you?
What you just told me you were going to do.
What am I doing?
You've got a belief system which you can end up getting me to believe.
No.
Well, then I... Okay.
Why do you think you're stood here?
Sorry?
Why do you think you're stood here?
Because I take the time to listen to people I...
No.
Well, that's why I'm listening. Why I'm listening to you?
Why you're here? Why are you sitting here, though?
I'll tell you why I'm here. But don't say no when I'm telling you something, and it's the truth. Because I'm not interested in lying to you. I occasionally get caught up.
Okay, who invited you to come here?
Who
said to come here?
I did. No, I did.
Did I not say come?
Sorry.
Did I not say come?
Oh, I thought you were trying to get me in camera.
No? Did I not invite you? Did I not invite you to come? All right. The reason why I'm...